This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 79% off plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts. Wild Alaskan Company. Healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Hayabusa. Combat gear created for fighters and fitness practitioners at all levels. Save 10% off with code MAD. Purity Coffee. Organic certified, high in antioxidants, and free of contaminants. Save 30% off with code MMA. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, MMA Nuts, episode 759. My name is Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA show by MMA fans for MMA fans. We walk a line between serious and ridiculous. He's going with leaded drinks today.
I have to go with leaded. It's been a rough week, Matt. It's been crazy. Unleaded. I stayed up way too late watching this UFC event. Normally I catch them the next day, and I was like, I had to watch this one. I had to.
Yeah, I guess that was the right way to do it, because apparently Paramount Plus cuts the fucking walk-ins out on the replay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm like, oh my God, are you kidding? This was like, we'd just start with like UFC Freedom 250. Probably the best fucking card I've ever seen, from like the cinematography, the music.
Yeah.
The location.
How did they time the fucking fighter jets? I always wonder that, because it's like, you got Zach Brown, he's singing the acapella, like Star Spangled Banner, and then jets come over. Like,
and it was timed perfect. So he says, home of the free.
Yeah. Yeah. How do they do that? Because those things are going really fast, and there's a lot.
And then you had like Trump and Dana like on the White House looking out at that at the same time. Like,
they did the whole lockdown.
Fuck yeah. They had it so dialed out and planned. Everything was so perfect. And like, even talking about the weather, because I want to bring this up too, is that let me pull up this tweet. So the Weather Channel fucking tweets this horseshit out. I'll share the screen here. It says, UFC Freedom 250 is facing a chaotic weather setup on the White House South Lawn, with a 60% chance of thunderstorms, heavy downpours, and wind gusts up to 34 miles per hour, threatening to delay the outdoor fights. On top of the storm risk, brutal DC humidity is driving a triple-digit heat index, alongside massive swarms of mosquitoes and gnats that fighters will have to battle inside the cage, while the venue's massive 92-foot overhang will keep the octagon dry. A single lightning strike within 8 miles will trigger an automatic 30-minute freeze on the entire event. Why don't you just tell people they're gonna catch fucking AIDS if they go to it too?
They're all gonna die. We're
like,
all dying.
What the fuck is that about? And none of it happened. None of it.
Well, they had a slight delay. I think it was like, what, 20 minutes maybe?
Yeah.
Started a little late, but and then after that, it was smooth sailing the whole way. No problems.
No, Dana White said it was weird because the storm looked like it was going to hit, and then it just parted like the red fucking sea just around the White House somehow magically.
Magically.
And then Rogan was saying it was 70 degrees. It was fucking perfect. There were no fucking bugs. None of that bullshit happened. Like, it's nice that Weather Channel has to politicize shit and pick a side. Like,
of
why
course.
Can't you just tell what the fucking weather is? Isn't that your fucking job?
Well, then they don't know. They're just guessing. They have no idea.
You're going to get the plague. You're going to get AIDS in your asshole.
Yes.
Your children will get AIDS.
I mean, my family doesn't watch these things, but I was like, we all got to sit down and watch this for a while. And I thought they'd hang out for 10 minutes. Everyone watched till almost the end. You know, the youngest two had to go to bed at some point because it was getting pretty late.
Yeah.
But it was like, from the minute it started, it was like perfect what they did. The walkout, I felt like Dana was just trying not to laugh because he's like, this is fucked up. And I was telling the fam, I'm like, this guy, I swear to God, he has a horseshoe up his ass. Like, from where he started to where he is now, like, talk about, I know he's a driven guy, but my God, like, success after, it's like he can do no wrong. He's literally walking out of the White House with the fucking president of the United States, putting on an MMA event on the White House lawn. Like, it is being broadcast basically nationally everywhere, like across the globe. Like, you know, It's wild. And they're just walking out, and then Trump's like, "It's my birthday.
And
Happy birthday to me."
it'll fucking never happen again. Like,
No.
this is so epic. And even like some of the shit we talked about, I was like hoping, like, please be jets flying over. They had a fucking bald eagle at the weigh-ins fly out over
Oh, that
the
was epic.
crowd and then
Yep.
come back. Like fucking 80,000 people in like that break-off section
Oh,
just to
yeah.
watch it because it was
For the main
free.
event, there it was packed.
Yeah, it was insane. And then I think they had like 4,400. Or it was might have been like 3,000 plus seats and another 1,000 plus people standing and so many
Live music. I love the
military.
live music
That
walkouts. I
was
think
probably like the
that's epic.
best live band ever. And
Yeah.
even like I don't think anything is gonna beat Justin Gaethje's walkout. Like whatever fucking song that was and how epic it was. So he's in the Oval Office looking at the Declaration of Independence. He's got an American flag draped over his shoulders. He's walking out. He walks by like the Hall of Presidents, and then you see the Joe Biden auto pen picture where his president picture should be. And then they just keep going. And then as soon as he walks into the octagon, the fucking fireworks pop off the top of the like the cage or whatever that fucking overhang is for that. Like probably the best walkout. And again, like you were saying, the band so on point.
That
Like it
female
didn't
singer
make
was
any
fire.
sense.
She had, man, that she has some pipes on her. So yeah, it was great. I couldn't tell what was like live music, what wasn't. It was so well coordinated.
Yes, yeah, so
So
good. And I think President Trump said he's given a fight bonus to the band, and
ooh.
Dana White said he's going to match whatever that fucking bonus is to the band. And
They did awesome. Yeah.
just looking at the setup, like I think I have a video of someone who was there pre-show. I don't think there were any bad seats because that was such a small venue. So like when they're posting around during the day,
Oh yeah, look at
I'm like,
them.
look how tiny. And then the fucking White House in the background can't be any more fucking epic than that.
If you're like in another country and you're watching this shit, I wonder what you're thinking. You're like, these fucking Americans are crazy. They're having
They
a fight
were
at the White
loving
House.
it. Like they were at that, or Trump was at that G7 conference, I think this past few days. And before that thing started, like all these presidents and heads of state are all talking about the UFC event. I'm like,
Oh,
how
wow.
fucking cool is this?
Maybe we'll
Like,
have more in
everyone's
other
talking about
countries.
it.
That'd be epic.
Holy shit. I mean, and who else to do that besides us? Goddamn America.
Yes.
On the lawn of the White
You
House.
need like UFC
Unprecedented.
England, UFC Poland, UFC France. Like, it's all got to be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is the coolest thing. And I think I have a couple other pictures to show of some of the visuals from, like the day before of like the storms rolling in and like the sunset and just like the cool setting of the
Oh yeah, you
fucking
sent me some cool lightning
rainbow and the
footage, right?
lightning. I'm like, holy fuck. Like never will be topped again, I don't think. And maybe they will. We'll have to see. And then they even had like the custom gloves with like the American flag on each one too. I think I might have a picture of that. Let's see,
Yeah, where
share.
the gloves were different, right? They were
Yeah. So
not just
special
color
UFC
wise,
Freedom
but
250
they
with
seemed
the
like
flag on them.
it was more than the color, I thought, but maybe it's just me. It seemed like they were smaller or something.
I don't know. It was cool as shit though. So and every fight got fucking finished. We haven't had that happen in,
I
I
think
don't
it's the
think.
gloves. I think they took some ounces out of the gloves just or put a little lead in the
Well,
gloves.
that's what people are saying. Oh, Justin Gaethje had fucking dynamite in his gloves. Like,
Yes.
really? Did he?
He probably did.
So we could probably let's just start with the main event. Justin Gaethje, Ilia Topuria. What happened?
Well, not what we expected, right? I mean,
Well, I expected it.
I well, not what I expected, right? So it turned into like the was the first two rounds, and then all Topuria, you know, Gaethje looked like he was kind of in trouble, and then something happened in round three. I think Gaethje landed like a big ass right hand, and from that moment on, it's like I felt like the fight changed. Gaethje started getting stronger and stronger and stronger, and Topuria was like fading as the rounds went
Yeah,
on.
he was gassing out, and Justin, he kept catching him with a jab as Topuria was coming in. So he kept popping them. And the other thing that I thought was significant is they almost looked like they were two fucking different weight classes, because Gaethje looked like massive,
He
like
did.
compared to Topuria. I'm like, I didn't realize Topuria was like that little, because he usually
Yeah.
hits people and they fall. And you know, the back and forth, like, oh, he's hurt, oh, he's mounted, oh, he's trying to swim him, oh, what's gonna happen, what's gonna happen? And then fucking Gaethje. His hands, like, there's so much power in those.
Well, yeah, and it's not like he didn't finish him, he just beat him,
He
like
beat the fuck out of
beat
him.
the crap out of him. And Topuria is like just kept taking punishment, punishment, punishment. Finally, the corner was like, that's it, you know.
Yeah, and there was that weird thing too between like round three and round four, where the doctor comes out and he's doing his fucking eye exam. He's trying to stop the fight, and the ref overruled him. He's like, "We're not fucking stopping this. He's going to continue."
Yeah.
And I didn't know that that is technically how the rules of the sport are. The doctor cannot stop the fight. He can only advise the ref. The ref is the only person that can stop it.
Oh, okay.
Which I did not know. I thought if the
Ref's
doctor
like,
said
fight
it's
on, it's the
over,
main event, it's the White House.
exactly. He's like, fuck
Let
you. I
him
don't care if
die.
you can't see. And then
That's
I
funny.
think that's why, probably by like after, what was it, the fourth round,
Yeah.
when his corner is like, fuck, he's going to die if he comes back out. Because,
Yeah.
you know, the doctor, the ref's not going to stop it. The doctor can tell we should probably stop it, but the ref already said don't do it.
I'm not stopping it.
Yeah.
Someone else is going to stop it. They ain't
Which
going
is
to
great. Like, they should just keep
give
it
me it.
going. And because I
Yeah.
think at the end of the day, I want to see a two broken orbitals and a broken nose, something like that.
Yeah, he looked bad. He was all swole up and messed up. You know,
I mean, a hell of a fight. Like, and this is what I was hoping would happen, that Justin Gaethje would, you know, absorb the power of America and fucking finish this
Yeah.
guy for America, God damn it.
How could he not after all that, you know?
Holy shit. It
Good for
was
him.
so awesome. And then you could, I don't want to post the before and after. You just know his face was beat up, but that's kind of what Justin does to everybody that he fights. Their faces are fucking destroyed.
Yeah.
Like Paddy Pimblett, the fight before,
You're
and
never the same after you go through him.
you're not. You typically lose, I think, again. There's some weird stat in there, but you've. And I think the other problem with Topuria is I don't think he took this fight serious enough. I think mentally, I think he even put it on maybe his Instagram post, where coming into the fight, he was 17 and 0, but he changed it to 18 and 0, like he had already beat Justin. And even the night before, they're kind of celebrating, like, oh, this is so easy, I'm gonna fucking walk through him and blah, blah, blah. Like, mentally, I don't think you were in the right spot, because Justin has that dog in him and showed you.
Yeah.
Like, this is not an easy fight, and you're taking
No.
this way too light. So, and then how about the bonus? Jesus Christ, Gaethje, $825,000 in
Oh, I didn't know it
bonuses.
was that high. Holy
Yeah, they
shit.
bumped it to like 400 and 425. So he got, obviously, they shared fight of the night, and then he got performance of the night, and I think Gon got the other performance of the night. But now, if you're Gaethje, what do you do? Do you retire? Do you continue fighting? Because you've and you got the cool
You've done it
UFC White
all.
House belt, you know.
I don't know. That is a great question. I don't know what you do if you're Gaethje. Maybe you just enjoy this win for a little while and see what's next. Do you fight Conor McGregor? I don't know. What do you
I
do?
think that's what the bet is. I
Yeah.
think, well, you gotta kind of hope, you know, McGregor's gonna fight Holloway in a few months. I think Holloway's gonna win that fight. But to sell this one, I want Connor to win. I
Well, and
want
I thought he
Connor to
said he
win
has two
that.
fights planned, one now and one in like 27 early,
Yeah.
like April of 27 or something.
Yeah.
Or I don't know what he said. But I would like to see him fight Gaethje. I mean, I don't think that goes well for Conor McGregor,
It
but
doesn't.
I wouldn't mind seeing it. I'd be okay with it.
Especially if Gaethje wants to throw leg kicks. I don't recall him throwing that many, if any, during this fight.
No, it was not that kind of
It
fight.
was very low, if you
It was
know.
a lot of boxing and
Yeah.
wrestling.
And a stiff right hand. They kept catching him with
Heck
like
yeah.
that uppercut, and then fucking That's great. This is a great performance, even by both guys. I mean, because it's not like Topuria got handled. Like, he was in that shit.
He
Like, he
was.
almost finished Gaethje too. So that's what makes these fights fucking great, is when you get that little bit of back and forth. Like, who anybody can win at any given time. And then Gaethje pulled it out. So I think that's it for the main event, unless you have anything else.
No.
Do a little Manscaped.
Yes, sir. Today's video and audio is in partnership with Manscaped, the men's grooming brand trusted by over 13 million men worldwide. Father's Day is coming up in a few days. And again, it's the same problem every year. What do you get your dad that he's actually going to use? Not something that ends up in a drawer. If your dad's got a beard, or you do, the new Beard Hetero Plus is a
I
solid
need
upgrade
that
without breaking the
or
bank.
this one.
Yeah, I've used a lot of trimmers, and most of them are kind of clunky. This one's simple. It's got this quick adjust slider, so you just move it and you're dialed in.
That's right. And you get 14 different length settings covering everything from 1 millimeter stubble all the way to 20 millimeters. So whether your dad's a clean and tight guy or full lumberjack, it's covered. Battery life is solid with up to 60 minutes of runtime. It charges with a USB-C, which is just way easier. And also a side note, I asked Grok for a recommendation and of like top beard trimmers, and Manscaped was one of the top ones, which is always cool to see. This Father's Day, skip the boring gifts. Get something he'll actually use and love. Head to manscaped.com and use code MMA15 off to get 15% off plus free shipping. That's 15% off your entire order plus free shipping with code MMA15 off at manscaped.com. Or if you need it today, you can also find Manscaped at a store near you. And right back to the
Back to the
UFC
show.
Freedom 250. Alex Pereira, Ciryl Gane. What happened?
I don't know. Like, the first round wasn't super eventful. Like, Gon, big guy, a lot of good movement, striking. I think he caught him pretty good with some jabs and shit. And I was a little surprised because Pereira wasn't very active in the first round, didn't have a whole lot going on. And then Gon, he just kind of catches him. But it looked to me, and I know this is controversy, there were a lot of shots questionable to the back of the head in that second round. I don't know, like how you Herb Dean was like there, he was close. I was watching on TV. It looked like shots to the back of the head. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I'm actually okay with all these
Just
shots because
beat him to a
I
death.
want fucking less rules, so
Okay.
I'm fucking okay with this. And then Herb Dean put out a video and he kind of clarified it. So he said he's like, the rule for back of the head kind of needs to be clarified, because back of the head technically is if like you put your hand on the back of your neck. Like so, he's like, that's where back of the head is. It's really to protect the back of your neck. And then if you drew a line up the center of the back of your head and did like a 1-inch strip, that is the line where it's illegal. So it's a very thin zone on the back and then the back of the neck, which I just think it's stupid. I think just fucking get rid of those. Does that really protect someone? I don't know. I'm more for anything goes kind of shit. Within reason, like obviously you don't want people to be fucking paralyzed, but maybe it's just like you shouldn't hit people in the back of the neck, but I don't know. Back of the head seems totally fine. Just call it back of the neck and back of the head, because you're hitting fucking skull. I don't care what you're doing. I mean, people get their skulls crushed from a front strike. So I'm okay with it. I mean, it doesn't help Ciryl Gane's legacy because everyone already calls him a fucking dirty fighter. And this just adds to it because everyone will look for, oh, there was, a handful of shots to the back of the head, and it's the only way you can win. Like, well, he was winning the whole fight. Like, I don't really see a point where Pereira was in control per se. And I think this is another one of those fights where originally, when I was looking at Pereira and like his style, I'm like, I don't like his defensive striking, because he stands kind of, he doesn't have the hands like tight to the face. He's kind of out here, like more out, and he's trying to like paw at shit and lean back and whatever, but it did not work. And now it's like, I don't know who's going to be gone unless you take him down.
Yes, and Pereira was
Because
the
from a striking standpoint, if Pereira couldn't get it done, Aspinall couldn't get it done until he got eye poked. You can tell me there's another heavyweight. But again, heavyweights, right? Typically win the title, defend it twice, and then lose it. So
Did he fight Josh Hocutt yet?
no.
I would like to see that.
Yes. He could fucking do some damage, but we will talk about him in a minute.
Yes.
Trying to think what else for this fight. Cormier said Pereira made 10 million for this fight.
What? How?
I don't know. I don't know. I
Good
don't
for
know if
him,
people
though.
are getting like secret squirrel President Trump bonuses.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, good for him. Shit, that's a lot of cabbage, but I wonder what the view rate is going to be. They haven't seen anything that they.
No, the only thing I saw is Paramount said something like they had a 276% increase in downloads of their app for this.
Well,
So I don't know what that translates in the viewership because who is it? Marco Rubio said like 1 billion people are going to watch this. I'm like, well,
that's a lot. I don't think so.
Paramount only has 81 million subscribers. So I don't know how you get more than what they have because
Yeah.
everything has to go through Paramount. What they, like I was saying, what they should do is sometime within the week, put the whole thing out on fucking like CBS or something. Just do a whole event replay, 5+ hours or whatever. So you can see the whole thing, see the walkouts. This is never going to happen again. So you might as well put it out there. Like you got whoever's going to like technically watch it already did and paid for their subscription to Paramount. Now give it away for free so the rest of the world can watch it and then make some more money off of ads on CPS, you know.
I like it. That's smart.
So hopefully they'll do that because I know a lot of people were pissed when they went to replay the event and then they couldn't see like all these epic walkouts and all the like the history and this and that of like America and blah, blah, blah. You're doing all sorts of cool shit. But really, the walkouts was what you need to see because you're seeing inside the White House and then walking out to the cage. So very cool. Do you have anything else for the Gon and Pereira
No,
fight?
I don't.
We had the O'Malley fight where he gets the KO and then salutes the guy on the way down. Like,
That was
nice.
epic.
Like,
I'm
holy
really happy for him
shit.
because he's been a little like wonky the last few fights. It seems like he's got his mojo back. He looked
Yes.
amazing in this fight.
Yeah. It was
Sahabi
sharp as
didn't do
fuck.
shit to him. He just touched, he pieced him up real good.
No, and that's got to be scary because you got Faraz and GSP in his fucking corner, right? Like,
Yes.
holy shit balls.
Yeah, the thing that really stood out, like he looked solid, he made it look easy, great footwork, took very little damage in that fight. Sahabi, took a lot, especially in the second round. So good for Sean O'Malley. I'm happy for him. He's a tough dude and he's exciting. So I thought it was a good fight.
Yes. And
Maybe the
then
cleanest KO on the whole card. Well, since they were
there
all
were a
KOs.
couple that were, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can go down the line, you're like, ooh, that one was pretty good.
Yeah.
Trying to think what else. We had the Hockett fight, Hockett, Derek
Oh,
Lewis.
good Lord.
I don't know what Derek Lewis is doing. He did not seem. It was kind of like Pereira. Like, he wasn't doing shit. Like, what are you
No.
doing?
Seemed gassed or something, or
Right, like,
confused, or and Hockett, like Hokit, whatever.
yeah,
He's weird, right? He's a weird guy. He's
he's a
got
weird
weird
guy.
personality shit going on. He's doing weird shit at the weigh-ins. He's like
Yeah,
flipping out
I don't like
himself.
the
I don't know
persona
what that
per
whole thing
se,
is.
but he's got some skills and
He's
he's
super
fast.
athletic and he's got
Yes.
great cardio. And I was just impressed with how he made it look pretty easy against Lewis. I think he had that arm bar and he was just fucking around like at the end of the
Yeah,
first
is he
round.
didn't want to finish
He's
with a
like, eh.
submission.
I got you,
He's like, I
motherfucker.
could.
I'm gonna get you in the second round. So,
Yeah.
so I think that's ballsy against Derek Lewis, but good for him.
And then he gets on the mic and says a bunch of crazy shit. I'm
Michelle
like,
Obama's a man.
am I right, America? And then that hit my that was my Twitter feed. Like, oh my God, I can't believe he's that. And then that whole fucking story's back in the news. So good for him. Bring us some shit up. And
She might be a man. I don't know. I like
who
Michelle.
knows?
She's done good things. So, big fan. Maybe. I don't know. Small fan. Whatever you want to call it. Let's,
No fan. Moving
no,
right
no fan.
along. I don't know if there's any other fights you wanted to talk about,
Yeah, I'm
but
just sad about Chandler not, you know, he just
yeah.
that was hard to watch. I like Chandler and he just didn't he didn't show well at all.
I think I don't remember. I think it's this all goes back to that holding out for Conor McGregor for like 2.5+ years, like losing some of his prime, like fights, and then coming back. And this is a fuck. This is the other thing is this is a fucking huge stage to be fighting on. The amount of
Massive.
pressure these guys had to be on, especially if you're an American fighter, immense. And some guys can rise up, some guys can't. So.
Yeah. I remember telling the kids, I'm like, kids, do you see how that guy is coming out of there, out of the White House? Do you see how his face looks? And they're like, yeah, what do you mean? He looks like chill. I'm like, it is not normal to be chill walking out to the, it's not fucking normal. That is not a normal human thing to be doing. These people are crazy. Like there's
Yeah.
something not the same about them that is not, we are not like them because they can do that and they are calm, right? That's not normal. I'd be shitting my pants if I was walking like, are you kidding me?
No, like for my tough man fight, that was the thing my brother said. He's like, you gotta be fucking calm. And like, I don't understand that concept because every fight that I've been in, there's never been calm. It's always been chaos. So I had to like condition myself. So I was weirdly calm because mentally I had prepared myself walking out in front of 7,000 people to do combat. And then during a fight, I'm like, I am too fucking calm right now. We got to get fucking hit a few times. So these guys, Gaethje's like, he has got to be like the master of that, right?
Yeah.
Where he's just like, just going to
Whatever.
work.
Yeah.
Just going to
Dan
work.
Henderson comes to mind whenever I used to
Yeah.
watch him, but
Yeah.
it's just like whatever. I'm getting the paper in my robe. How's it going?
It's
Like,
crazy.
really?
It's
You're
I like
fucking
that
nuts.
level of calm I don't understand. That because those guys, there's a it's not even a switch. It's like something is broken
Yeah.
where they're just like, this is what I do, and I'm not going to get too up. I'm not going to get too down. I'm right here.
Yeah.
Like, it's totally fine.
Whatever. Yeah. They're the scary ones.
Yes. And then I have just a couple other pictures from the event to
All right.
want to share of,
Oh, yeah, that
forgot
was a
who,
cool one.
Diego
Lopez.
Lopez. Yep.
Yeah.
When he's up on the cage. And
I
then,
thought he was gonna flip and then break something.
no, that was Gaethje. I think there might be a better angle of this where it's more straight on, but. Still pretty fucking cool. He needs to make a logo of himself. You know how Dan Henderson's got
Yeah.
the logo of him knocking out Bisping. You got to do one of like yourself backflipping with the fucking White House in the background or something. Put that on some fucking t-shirts. And I know the UFC was auctioning off a ton of shit from this event, but the prices were so astronomical. You could buy the rounds that the ring card girls were walking around with. I think even with a bunch of time left, I think those were going for $1,000 a piece.
Whoa.
I think the stools in there were going for like fucking 3 or 4,000. Signed replica belts, 5,000 a piece. What else was on the list? There, and I think you can buy a piece of the octagon, but again, that's like a couple grand. I'm like, I'd be in for a couple hundred, not a
Yeah.
couple thousand. So obviously there's shit out there. And then anything, you know, the signed gear by the fucking fighters too is all astronomical. And it's not even close to ending and it's still off the charts. But what a
Oh, yeah.
fucking great event. And I just wonder, you know, you've done the Sphere, now you've done the White House. How do you even up the ante from this? And does the UFC even want to? Because remember, like, how much money the Sphere cost. I don't know if they technically made money
They
on the
didn't. Dana
event.
said he was never going to go back to the Sphere because it costs too much money.
And the same thing with the White House, they
Yep.
fucking lost a ton of money.
Yep.
Plus, you got to
I
repair
mean,
the lawn.
I think you if you the one thing I would love to see is the Colosseum in Rome. I feel like they need to have an event there. That would be amazing if they could do that. Not that you could really have people's that might be tough, 'cause but that'd
Yeah, I
be
don't know how you can seat people, but I like the thought of that. It's just like you get, I feel like you should be doing something fucking unique every once in a while. 'Cause
Yeah.
you try to do it for like the UFC 100, 200, 300, but you're just doing that with fights. You should be doing stuff with fights and location. Because when we talked about this and we looked at the seven fights, we're going, this looks like seven fight of the nights here. Like all of these look like fucking great fights, and that's what it turned out to be. And then you add the location and all the other shit on top of it. Like, fuck, so epic. How do you duplicate that or even beat it? I don't know
Yeah.
the answer to that.
They'll figure it out. I mean, I bet within the next 12 months we'll have an announcement of something else crazy. So,
I hope so. It was
on the
cool to see.
moon, fighting on the moon.
Exactly. Zero
Yeah.
gravity. We're fighting. We'll figure it out. And then just one other quick follow-up. They already put in EA UFC 6, they already put the White House in there
Oh,
as
nice.
like
Do
a
you have to pay for it or
location.
is it free?
I don't know. I'm assuming you probably have to pay for it. I have a little bit of video. I'm not sure if I have to blur this out, but you know. That's
Epic.
loud as fuck. But yeah, so you get the White House in the background.
That's pretty epic.
I don't know if they show anything else, but at least just to see it. So it's fucking cool. And then I was just thinking back, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember like when we first got access to the EA UFC 1 game. I don't remember who I talked to. It was either like a high level VP or a CEO and got the game. And we were the first person to put out the fucking video review of that. And I remember everyone's like, you guys are fucking shills, blah, blah, blah. Game sucks. What are you talking about? I'm like, what are you talking about? That was when you could like scan your picture and put it on a fighter
Oh
and
yeah.
all that shit. Like, that was fucking
That was pretty
cool.
epic.
What else is going on out there
Well,
as
I
we
have one
wind
other piece
down?
of story from this event, and then
Yes.
I'll leave it alone. I don't know if you heard about this fiasco. But our boy Sean
Oh, yeah.
Strickland snuck into the event and then apparently got escorted out by the cops because he wasn't invited, according to Dana White. So, I mean, what the fuck? Are you? I don't know. Somebody snuck him in and he's not even wearing shoes in this picture.
Yeah, 'cause I think he was in the ring, like doing a little demonstration with maybe Craig Jones. I think that's who, like, got him in.
Yeah.
And I think they escorted him out for his own safety because he was getting mobbed by the crowd. Like, the crowd just rushed the cage and they're like, oh, fuck, we probably got to get him out. So I think that's why they threw him in the back of a car and escorted him away from the place, which is interesting. He kind of like it was interesting to see how much the fans love him. Like,
They
I didn't
do.
realize that would be the reaction from everybody, but he is
He's really
beloved by the
loved. The
fans.
teenagers, like our oldest son, he's 17. They all his buddies love this guy. Like, I'm like, why do you like him? He's like, 'cause fucking cool. He's the man.
He's a
I'm like,
straight
really?
shooter.
Like,
That's
what the
what it
hell? Why
is.
do you guys like
He's
this guy? He's,
authentic.
I don't know. That's what they
Yeah.
say. He's like, whatever fucking terms they use is basically real dude. I'm like, how do you know that? You don't know that. Could be just fooling everybody, you know?
He says words,
He
and I
does.
like it.
So yeah, that's my last piece of news from UFC.
There was a event at RAF Wrestling. You had Shumayev and Dylan Danis,
Oh yeah.
and then
You got the video? I
if
have the video if you
yeah,
need.
I got the video, but I'm probably gonna have to blur this out because you know they're gonna fucking cry. But anyway. I mean, we can kind
There you
of
go.
fast forward a little bit. I'm going to keep it
Yeah.
small screen.
It's blur easier. There they
Yeah.
go. RAF 10. Doing a little wrestling
Yeah, we're going
action.
to go.
And then chaos.
Yeah,
Dylan.
a couple of
Oh.
kicks.
He
And
wanted
then
to get there.
everyone just like, kill
All right, it's
Dylan!
on, bitches. We're
Kill
going.
Whitey!
Everyone. They just attack his ass. Oh, man.
That's typical. Like, how many brawls has Dillon been in? Jesus, man.
Too many. He's always causing
Because
trouble.
he's just popping his mouth off and everybody wants a piece.
Yep.
And Shemaev almost got him like in a runoff, but some guy tackled him at the end. I don't know if they have that, but so that happened. RAF making brawls happen.
Yes, sir.
What else is happening?
Let me see what else I got. That was one of the things I had. I have some knowledge, and then shit, I lost my other news story. Go ahead, I'm gonna find it.
Okay, I
What else
think
you got?
my tweet of the week. This is from As Shopped As It Gets. He had a thought for the UFC White House card. He said they should have had shot Hezbollah out of a cannon over the White House. I'm like, fuck yeah. Like, they should have had him do that. Would he have survived? Debatable. And then I got a couple fun face-offs. Those are my favorite.
Yes,
Let's,
let's see.
oh, hang on. I thought I had an alternate angle on one of these. Yeah, I gotta get three up here. Hang on.
Take your time.
I can't tell if I have the same fucking tweet up twice here. Face offs get freaky. Yep, hang on. I'm gonna turn this fucking down. So this was Misfits Boxing. They had two ladies going at it. So we'll share this. We don't need sound. So it's weird because they bring this cage out, and the cage has like this glass or plexiglass partition between them, so they can't actually physically touch each other. So you have the two ladies going after each other or bending over going after each other. I'm not sure.
That's sad. They should be able to touch each other.
Yeah, they should. So that was one angle of it. And then, I gotta turn. It's kind of so loud. Just like working it at each other.
Yeah.
A
Okay, a little
little of
teasing action.
that. And then we had this one. I've never seen someone, as I play this, slap another woman in the face with a cheeseburger. That was a
What the fuck? Brought a cheeseburger
cheeseburger.
to the
She's got a
weigh-in?
cheeseburger behind her
Like,
back and then slaps
like,
her in the face
how
with
did
it.
no one notice she's holding a cheeseburger is my
How
question.
insulting. And then the lady realized, you just hit me in the face with a
Is that a cheeseburger? What the fuck?
cheeseburger. Yeah. Yep.
People be crazy.
They'd be wilding out.
Okay, I found my new story. So Dana White was recently named one of Time 100's most influential sports figures shaping the global sports landscape. Here he is, Dana White, his little fancy jacket. He's been inducted in 2026. So I think it's well, I think it makes sense. I think it does.
How is he not number one? That's how I would argue when
I
you
just
think
think,
of what he's done.
yeah, I mean, just I'm thinking of him walking out of the White House again, like I said earlier, and it's just like wild. This guy is like never pulled punches, always said what's on his mind. He's like not giving a fuck about anything. He says that whatever the fuck he wants to, and like he keeps just doing shit. It's just wild. Like there's something to be said about like just being who you are. You know, it's crazy. And he's kind of owned that. So good for him. I don't know. I think he deserves it. Well
Yeah,
done. I
100%.
remember when we met him, like in Chicago, you shook his hand.
I'm like, I gotta go meet him. I'm like, he's got tiny little boy hands, but he's a big dude.
He's a big dude with tiny hands, but you know, whatever. He's a pretty driven guy. So good for him. Congrats.
And remember too, COVID, they shut every fucking sport down. He's like, fuck this. We're gonna make a fight island. We're gonna have fights. And they were the only sport going on for a handful of months, and it probably what's boosted them even higher than before, because you're either watching that or fucking cornhole.
I
I
remember
think those were
that
the two
on the
events going
Ocho,
on.
you're fucking
Right.
cornhole on the Ocho with
Like,
masks.
seriously, like, what the fuck are we doing?
Oh
Jesus Christ,
my God.
man. So yeah. So yeah, good for him. I would put him at number one 100% as far
Yeah.
as a man who's done everything and anything to get a sport to the place it is from where it was. I mean, it wasn't even fucking legal in all the states for up until recently, like New York was the last holdout, you know? It's crazy. So I got a tattoo rating for you.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, this is an OG's. Where do you rank this one?
Whoa.
Yeah. Some kind of butterfly, no?
No, I'd have to see it without the thong
Yeah,
to
right.
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
I'm gonna give it a solid 10, fucking 10.
Okay, perfect.
That looks like it hurt.
Sounds sick. Yeah, like on your ass, probably not
Ow.
great.
Yeah.
That's an interesting person to do that too.
Yeah.
So, I'm just down to knowledge unless you
Same.
have. Okay, what do you got?
Okay, here we go. It's a little knowledge plus other things. So here it is. Once the glasses come off, right? He's like, hold my glasses. Boom.
Fucking tornado kick this
Let's
other dude.
see it one more time. He's like, oh, take my glasses.
Here, now I can see you better.
Oh, no, I can't.
Oh, not so much.
Oh.
Fucking back of the head. Back of the
The
head.
knowledge
That
is,
was
you know,
total back of the
if you
head
wear
strike.
glasses, wear those glasses when you're sparring.
Yeah, but I think you need sports glasses and not like just
Like
regular
with the
glasses.
straps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like fucking, I don't know, was that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Yes. That's him.
Let's see. Knowledge. It's usually some ladies doing some stuff. Let's see what they're doing this week. It's Mackenzie Dern hanging out on the beach, getting
Oh.
some catching some rays.
Okay, nice bathing suit. I like it.
And then I saw this Brutal Combat tweeted out and asking, "Is this the best move of the night?" I'm not sure what we're sporting here, but you know they're going after some kind of a version of an armbar. Working it, working it, trying to get it. Now we're
Jeez.
working on some kind of a
Very
choke.
smiley.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey.
Like she's still trying to hold on to that. Kind of
Model
weird.
wrestling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, she tapped. She tapped. Interesting. Yeah.
Okay.
So there's that. I didn't know. There's another sport I probably need to keep an eye on. You
I
know,
can get
yeah.
behind that.
Get in, keep it in the combat sports world, you
Oh,
know.
yeah.
That note, we can shut it down.
All righty. Well, that's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.